Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
American Addiction Center is a provider of rehab resources and programs. Conducted a survey to find out how much time people have actually spent being drunk during lockdown.
Oh, they meant lifetime.
Oh, that, yeah,
lifetime. I don't want to hear lifetime.
Either number.
Yeah.
And is there a difference between drunk and slightly buzzed?
Well, we're professionals, so I think that what they mean by it, if you're buzzed, you're drunk.
Yeah.
You know, remember, Todd, buzz driving is drunk driving.
Yeah, legally drunk, I'm sure, is what they're going on.
Yeah, so we're legally
drunk. Well, it's probably a self-reporting thing as well. So
could be.
Everybody's got their own definition. I wasn't drunk. I'm just drinking.
You need to ask the people around you whether you were drunk.
We use the word drunk as a little bit different than a lot of people do. Most people, most professional drinkers like ourselves will say, I wasn't drunk, but, you know, you're pretty damn buzzed. So that is drunk. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the most drunken hours during lockdown, 11 weeks of lockdown.
That's right, because we couldn't handle it after that.
South Dakota takes the win at 468 hours of being drunk in 11 weeks of lockdown.
Well, you're in South Dakota.
Nevada
was
just 33 hours of being drunk, but... You know, those are the residents.
Right.
Even 48 doesn't seem like that much. That's what, 4 hours a week?
Once again, you're looking at a professional in the mirror 44. There, Nick.
So what, you're drinking a night?
Yeah. Yeah, this is not a question we can answer.
They also found that 14% of Americans said that they've been drunk more during lockdown than before it. 20% hide their drinking from their partners. So if South Dakota is at 468 hours of drunkenness in the last 11 weeks, and Nevada is just 33 hours of drunkenness in the last 11 weeks, let's see here. Nebraska has been drunk for just, or if the average person in Nebraska, as far as self-reporting goes, has been drunk for 79 hours.
Figure that out, Nick.
Well, I think I get the South Dakota wrong, because if it's 468 and there's 11 weeks, that would be 42 hours a week.
Yeah.
That's 6 hours a day.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Kansas checking in with 164 hours of drunkenness in the last 11 weeks. Iowa at 123.
A theory on South Dakota, but I can't share it. My calculation is, you know, for us, about 150, 160.
Your theory is American Indian, right?
No.
Okay, well.
No, that's not it.
Okay. Not because you wake up in South Dakota.
Well, that.
You didn't start drinking there. You just end up drunk in South Dakota?
Okay, if I'm buzzed a couple hours a night, every night.
Yeah, Todd, you can figure this out.
14. Okay, you're buzzed that's every 14 hours a week.
Right.
Times 11 weeks. 154.
Okay.
It's three times that in South Dakota.
That's a lot. I think you're missing out on a few hours there on the weekend.
Yeah.
I really don't drink much more on the weekend than I do during the week, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you smoke more dope on the weekend, right?
No.
You edibles on the weekend?
Oh, yeah, like a Friday or Saturday.
Right, right.
I'll eat edibles.
That is a weekend.
But not a Sunday night. Yeah. No, but I don't eat edibles during the week.
I'm trying to decide if that says more about your alcohol consumption on the weekend or during the weeks.
No, I'm steady.
You are steady. You told your therapist that too.
Just keeping the same pace.
And some Red Bulls, because we're gonna be up all night. That's drunk white chicks.
I started drinking some White Claws last weekend.
Oh, yeah?
No, yeah.
There's no laws.
When it's super, no, none. When it's super hot out, it's like nice and refreshing.
Now, they are basically alcohol content of a beer, right?
Yeah, if that.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
did you add
alcohol? They're 5%.
Are they?
Yeah,
they're the same.
Did you add vodka to it or just straight out?
No, I didn't. I just did that the once. That's a bit much when you add vodka to them.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that tonight.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Oh, yeah. I hear you are. Yeah, because that's what I keep hearing is people adding the more alcohol to those things.
Well, because you can.
Because you can't really taste the alcohol in those things, can you?
No, it just tastes like raspberry or whatever the flavor is.
Barely.
I don't want to drink six of those. Like I would drink a bunch of beer to get buzzed.
Right.
I mean, I'd rather put vodka in one of those as opposed to drinking six of those.
Yeah, I would just have like a couple at a time when it was.
Got it.
You know, super. You're just like sweating outside.
Right.
It was nice and refreshing. Maybe it is time to throw some more vodka in there.
Yeah, I don't like drinking beer or cocktails like you would beer.
No, because you get too bloated. Yeah.
That's how you end up smoking weed around your sheriff neighbor.
I was going to have to
remember the weekend.
I'll have to hide it on the side of the
house. Only on Friday and Saturday night.
A new sports food and drink survey by The Athletic. The Athletic asked its readers about their preferences when it comes to the food and drink they prefer to consume while watching their sports.
Well, now I want a White Claw vodka and Gino's cheesesteaks chips. That's what I want today.
As I'm looking through here, there's no beer listed except for towards the end.
All right.
So this is not a great survey. What they say is, as far as chicken wings go, for instance, about 45% of fans prefer, and I thought this was a bit odd, prefer the drumstick over the wing or the flat piece of chicken.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, I would go I'd go the other way.
Really?
Absolutely.
Or we could eat wings together sometime because we could split them easily.
Yeah.
I don't bitch either way. Like, I don't order. A lot of times people just order all drumsticks. If there's a mix, I'm fine. I can eat them both.
I think
like the drumsticks more. But
I can eat them all.
I like them both.
I prefer the drumsticks.
I think the flat piece is just easier to eat.
I can shred them a lot easier, right? The flat one I can shred. Just you pull it and put right out.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's just that easy.
Yeah.
And then, let's see. 60% of those polled believe that they are good at beer pong. And the most popular answer for how many hot dogs they eat at a baseball game on Dollar Hot Dog Night, most popular answer is 3. So,
this just makes me miss places when you do this story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A big pitcher of beer and some wings at the sports bar? I know I can do that. I know they're open, so don't email me.
I'm nostalgic for chips that are almost stale in a little plastic container with some nacho cheese.
There you go.
How many wings can you eat on a football Saturday or Sunday from noon to 6?
I don't know. How many do you have?
Yeah. Yeah, that is the answer.
Right.
All of them.
Top answer is...
until they're done.
The top answer, with 50% of the vote, was 12 to 20.
Easily.
In that six-hour time frame.
Easily.
20% said 7 to 11. And very small amount of people said more than 3 dozen.
A lot of times,
a lot of wings
on a hardcore sports bar day. The wings were the appetizer, and you still order a sandwich or something later.
Yeah,
on,
yeah.
You know?
Get some nachos,
right.
And it depends on how we're counting them. Are we counting a wingy and a flat, or a drummy and a flat as two? Or
yeah,
because some places will serve you a full chicken wing.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Still
I like the smaller ones. I don't like them connected. I like them separate already.
But wings are definitely one of those things, like, if they're there, I'm going to have a rough time not.
I'm with you.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I don't want the painful ones, though. I like them a little hot, but not the painful ones.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Talking to
your
the
preferred
guy.
Wing flavor.
Now, when you do the competitive eating, the chicken wing competitive eating, how much meat do you have to clean off that thing?
Well, they weigh them.
Oh, they do?
That's how they figure it out.
Okay.
So that way you can't, if you cheat, it doesn't matter because you're not putting, you know I mean? They weigh them, and then when you put the extras, whatever's left, back on another plate.
Well, then they calculate how many pounds you ate.
Exactly.
Okay.
That way you cannot cheat and say, I ate,
Yeah, just take
that
a bite.
Makes sense.
Right. Yeah, because you could actually just take a bite and send it, I ate 45. No, you didn't. There's a bunch of meat left on that bear.
Those 45 bites, asshole.
And they take it competitive. And you gotta put the a-hole in the end too, right there.
So the preferred wing flavor, Buffalo Medium, was at number one. At number two, Buffalo Hot.
Yeah, but what level? What level? Like Buffalo Wild Wings, they go really hot, and that's where I can't touch the two tough ones. So,
but he's just talking like regular hot.
Yeah,
just,
I know. I can do regular hot.
Right, blazing is the top of that food chain.
Yeah, of the Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah, you can eat those. I've seen you do that.
Yeah,
but you only eat one. You sweat like a. You used to eat those when you were younger. I remember you eating them.
Well, when I would eat them a lot, you'd build up. You build up a little tolerance.
Yeah.
I got my little certificate one time. Right. Because you had
You frame it?
A dozen in a short period of time. Nah, I don't even know where it is.
Damn
Not that proud.
It's displayed prominently in your office.
Not that proud, actually. But I was able to do it.
I love that they give you a certificate.
If any place has like a spicy garlic or something like that.
I like
that,
garlic.
Wings, yeah. I'll definitely go for that.
Wings sound so good.
I'm a blue cheese guy, but I could eat them with ranch if I don't have blue cheese.
I actually always ask for both.
Yep.
Go back and forth.
Blue cheese is the better.
Yeah.
55% of us say that we upgrade our soda.
By the way, we just sold a bunch of wings today. People are going to go, why are our wing counts
to ourselves.
Maybe to ourselves.
Stop it at the store on the way home.
I'm thinking so.
When they fry them and then char them before they bring them out. Oh, it's so good.
55% of us upgrade our soda at stadiums to get the souvenir cup.
No, I upgrade my beer at stadiums to get the souvenir cup.
Okay.
Yeah. I do it all the time.
Well, that's because it's bigger.
I do. Except then you're stuck with the damn cup. And you get to carry it around the whole game, take it to the car. It sucks. Yeah.
I have a souvenir. Yeah.
60% of us say that we've snagged a stranger's souvenir cup.
Oh, yeah.
Or Sunday helmet that they left behind in the park.
Yep.
I need that.
Yeah. I got your Sunday helmet.
That's what I heard. That's all I heard, man. I got your Sunday helmet right here.
I love when you talk sexy.
Right. Yeah. You can have it on Friday.
Nothing cooler than the Sunday helmets when you're a kid, Craig. Come on.
Well, you're right.
They were just cool.
Yeah, they were cool.
Especially if you're collecting those things.
And nowadays, I don't think it's even limited to Sundays. I think you're like nachos and things.
Yeah.
And
yep. I got a nacho helmet for you, too.
I seem to recall one of the fast food chains, like Dairy Queen, were selling the Major League helmets. In the Sundays in the Major League helmets.
I got a Major League helmet for you, too.
And I collected them all.
And it's always up.
The Olerud collection.
And you were 27 when that was going on, Todd.
And then when you're invited to somebody else's tailgate, what do you bring? The number one answer easily.
Appetite.
Chips.
God, you people are morons.
Beer.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well,
those people are morons. Thank you.
Well, no, you bring your own beer. I thought maybe if you were contributing to the food.
Number one answer is beer. Money was number two. I found that odd.
There's four.
You don't have any brownies, you just bring money.
Right.
Remember, we went to a Iowa State game.
Edibles, but only on the weekend.
Those kids just carry, the college campuses where there's like big tailgating, they just carry around a case of beer like it's a briefcase.
Oh, of course they do. I love it.
Yeah.
Out of Cambodia, a man that used to be a junk collector, used to gather unexploded munitions, mines from rice fields and forests near his home to sell as scrap.
So he's a retired junk collector? He said he used to be.
Well, okay.
Gave it all up,
I guess.
Did he get blowed up?
No. These mines were left over from three decades of civil war that ended in the 90s. And these mines that he has collected, well, they're, like I said, unexploded munitions.
But
most of these
any,
mines are still active and dangerous.
They're active. It keeps you around the house?
Right.
Oh, he hung him around his yard.
Oh, what a freaking idiot.
He said at some point the Cambodian government banned the sale and purchase of landmines and other unexploded ordnance, and he didn't know what to do with the ones he had. So, authorities go to speak to the man about 30 unexploded munitions, old landmines, and other abandoned ordnance still containing live explosives were hung from trees and scattered around the guy's yard.
What could go wrong?
Yep.
Well, turns out violators of this ban are rarely, if ever, prosecuted because they're generally poor villagers just looking for a little extra income.
Plus, they're armed.
Yeah.
Well, that.
You want to arrest this guy? No.
Hey, rookie, you go give him the ticket.
Right.
He's got booby traps set up all over the place.
An estimated 4 to 6 million uncleared landmines and other pieces of unexploded ordnance remain in Cambodia.
Well, that was Pol Pot stuff?
Well, they had several decades of Civil War.
They had a bunch of those,
And the landmine from a tree seems like a really bad idea.
Yeah.
If it gets windy.
Yeah, no, it
blows landmines all over here. We take like a potted plant down when it gets windy. You'd have to be running around taking all the landmines off your tree.
That dude's got one arm. You know he does. He walks around. What happened? Nothing. Nothing.
You want to see my landmine collection?
I guess people would also pay this guy to go clear their land of mines.
Well, that would
so
be
that's another reason he had a lot of them. Yeah.
That is an occupational hazard.
Yeah.
You might come out with one less limb. How was work today?
Yeah.
You tell me.
He should switch to looking for turds.
That's right.
I picked up a little bit of a limp.
Probably
today.
Doesn't was. Say goodbye to my foot. I'm going to work.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Out of Manhattan, Kansas, a man called 911 to report seeing an alligator while he was walking along a trail near a creek.
Manhattan, Kansas?
Manhattan, Kansas.
The little
now,
apple.
Somebody lost.
Somebody had
a pet. Threw it away.
Yeah, it was a tiny alligator, and then
And once the weather gets cold, they die. But still, you don't want to see an alligator up north.
Animal control officers saw the animal lounging on a log. That's 5-foot alligator is believed to be one of two stolen from a pet store in Manhattan, the Mercury reported.
Why are they even allowed to have
them? Authorities said they don't know how the alligator made it into the creek or whether the other alligator stolen from Manhattan Reptile World is also on the loose.
Are alligators one of those animals that will only grow as big as the surroundings you put them in? So if you put them in a little aquarium, they won't grow to be 8 feet, 9 feet long?
Asking the wrong guys.
I don't know.
I know turtles are like that.
Yeah.
I'm asking exotic pet guy.
If you're animal control from Manhattan, Kansas, and you get called for an alligator, do you just go,
nah, this is not my... I clean up dead possums.
Right.
You know?
I catch an occasional loose dog, get a cat out of a tree, but I don't mess with guys with alligators.
That's
sorry.
That's why I'm animal control in Kansas.
Right.
And not Florida.
Like, call the zoo.
I mean, there's probably a guy who knows how to do that in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But
oh, hell yeah.
Maybe not Manhattan, Kansas.
No. I am out of my depth here.
Right. I didn't get the alligator training.
They probably had to call the zoo, the guy that works with them there, I guess.
Where did the alligator end up? Or did they just shoot it?
They're still looking for him.
Oh.
Oh, still on the loose.
Yeah, I forget.
Oh, that's the fun end of the story.
Yeah, go swimming.
Still on the
well,
loose,
they saw him on a log,
oh, it's a creek,
but they didn't go get him.
You can swim in a creek. Nothing will kill you in there, kids, except for that alligator.
Let me tell you about that time I got bit by an alligator when I was a kid. Grandpa, you grew up in Kansas.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. It was weird.
Definitely right, I did.
Well, as of the writing of that article, they had not yet gotten it.
Man.
Gone with the Wind, going to be back on HBO Max.
Oh, that pissed off so many people.
It will now include an introduction by Turner Classic Movies' Silent Sunday Nights host, Jacqueline Stewart.
The North wins in the movie, too, by the way.
Hmm?
They kick their ass. They burn Atlanta down to the ground.
That ain't how I want it to end. That movie ain't right. So, yeah, that's back, and, you know, with a little, you know, there's this.
This is a written disclaimer, right? They're going to show the movie, whatever.
Well, that she is going to, Jacqueline Stewart, is going to provide an introduction, placing the film in historical context.
All right, here's Emmett. He used to own a gator.
Where you live, Emmett?
Over here in Leon, Kansas.
Okay, so how'd you get a gator?
Craigslist.
Okay.
Now, when you get a gator, how do you how do you keep it safe in your backyard? Doesn't hurt anybody else.
Do you put it in an aquarium, terrarium, something like that?
Well, see, when I first got it, it came with a 125-gallon aquarium. It was only about a foot long.
Okay.
And I was still living at my parents' at the time. I was 18, mm-hmm. and they didn't know about it. I just brought it home, and they were surprised.
Now, did you keep a how long did it get?
How big did it get?
Well, during the summer, we built an enclosure for it to be outside, and in the winter, we kept him inside in a stock tank. But he got about 3.5 feet long before I decided I didn't have the facilities.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'd take him on car rides, put him in the passenger seat, go through the drive-thru and stuff like that.
Are there clamps around his mouth like a pit bull would have on, or what?
Oh, no. I mean, he was cool. I pet him all over the face and stuff, and... He bit me once or twice, but that was my fault.
He bit me once.
That was my fault.
What did you have to feed that when you first got
it? What did it cost you to feed him? Did it get to be a little cost prohibitive after a while?
It wasn't too bad. I just buy some bags of frozen chicken and give him one every couple of days, and some mice and snakes and anything he can possibly think he can fit in his mouth, he's going to eat it.
So he bit you twice, but it was your fault? It sounds like that Stockholm syndrome there, by the way. It was my fault.
Well,
he bit me.
I mean, it's an alligator.
Who'd you give it to, the zoo or some humane society or what?
Well, there was an exotic pet store over here in Wichita, and they had a few baby ones. And I ended up trading them to them for... When he got too big, I traded them for a new one, which was a baby one again, and I tried to start over, and he was a real a-hole, so I just kind of quit the hobby altogether.
Who'd have figured he got the same results?
Yeah, it's surprising. I thought he'd be cooler, but the first one was way cooler than the second one. They have their own personalities, for sure.
Apparently they do. I love that. Yeah. The first one was way cooler than the second one.
Are you done with the exotic pets now?
With alligators, we got a couple tortoises.
Yeah, they're fine.
Oh, yeah. They seem pretty harmless.
We had some snakes and stuff. We don't have the snakes anymore, but...
Man, that's a great story, and you put it so well. That's funny stuff, man.
But, if anyone's thinking about getting an alligator because they're cool, they are really cool, but they're not. They're just not a good pet.
Take it from a guy who used to own one.
Oh, that's a great. Thank you, man. I love that he was actually...
Awesome. Appreciate it.
That's great. Thank you.
And responsible at the end, too.
Thank you.
One of those kind of guys goes, no big deal.
Big thanks to Emmett and his 8.5 fingers.
The alligator is more afraid of you than is of them. That crap. No, it's not. That was cool. Emmett? Oh, that's a great phone call.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.